Five Guatemalans charged in U.S. with smuggling-related deaths of 50 migrants in southern Mexico. By Bob Price on December 11, 2024. U.S. and Guatemalan officials announced the arrest of five people for their roles in an alleged human smuggling operation. The arrest took place in Houston, Texas, and El Boquerón, Guatemala, after 50 smuggled migrants were killed in a tractor-trailer crash in Chiapas, Mexico. U.S. Department of Homeland Security officials say the five Guatemalan nationals are linked to a December 9, 2021, mass casualty event in Chiapas where a tractor-trailer crashed with 160 migrants packed in the rear of the trailer. The crash allegedly resulted in the deaths of 50 migrants and injury to another 110. Today, the alleged perpetrators of an abhorrent crime, one that resulted in the senseless deaths of more than 50 migrants and the injury of more than 100 others, are being held accountable, thanks to the investigative work of Department of Homeland Security, DHS, HSI, agents and our federal and international partners, said outgoing Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro N. Mayorkas. The tragedy that occurred 3 years ago today in Chiapas is further proof that human smugglers are ruthless, callous, and dangerous. Intending migrants should not believe their lies. U.S. HSI agents and Guatemalan authorities executed arrest warrants in Guatemala for Thomas Quino Canil, 36, Alberto Marcario Chittick, 31, Oswaldo Manuel Zavala Quino, 24, and Josefa Quino Canil de Zavala, 42. HSI agents in Houston also arrested a fifth Guatemalan national, Jorge Agapito Ventura, at his residence in Cleveland, Texas. According to court records obtained by Breitbart, Texas, the five Guatemalans face charges of conspiracy to bring an alien to the United States, placing lives in jeopardy, causing serious bodily injury, and resulting in death. 8 U.S.C. 1324 A, 1 A.I., V.I., a 1 B.3, and a 1 B.4. Outgoing U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland added, "The Justice Department is holding accountable the individuals who we allege preyed on vulnerable migrants and are responsible for this heinous crime that resulted in the deaths of over 50 people and injured over 100 more. Human smugglers should heed these charges and arrests as a warning. You will be held accountable for your deadly crimes." The arrests came on the third anniversary of the crash that led to the deaths of the 50 migrants and the injury of 110 others. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas Alamdar Hamdani said in a written statement. "While this crash transpired beyond our borders, it is imperative that the pursuit of justice transcends those boundaries," Hamdani stated. Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri, head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, added, "The indictment unsealed today alleges that the defendants conspired to smuggle Guatemalan migrants, including minors, to the United States, and that some of these migrants died when the tractor trailer they were riding in overturned in Chiapas, Mexico. Today's announcement, on the 3-year anniversary of the victims' deaths, demonstrates the Criminal Division's commitment to holding smugglers accountable, no matter where they may be, for their indifference to human life and their callous pursuit of profit," the Department of Justice stated. The indictment is the result of the coordinated efforts of JTFA. Attorney General Merrick B. Garland created JTFA in June 2021 to marshal the investigative and prosecutorial resources of the Justice Department, in partnership with the DHS, to combat the rise in prolific and dangerous smuggling and trafficking groups operating in Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The initiative was expanded to Colombia and Panama to combat human smuggling in the Darién in June 2024. JTFA comprises detainees from U.S. attorneys' offices along the southwest border, including the southern and western districts of Texas, District of New Mexico, District of Arizona, and Southern District of California. Dedicated support is provided by numerous components of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, led by HRSP and supported by OPDAT, the Narcotic and Dangerous Drugs Section, Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section, Office of Enforcement Operations, EIA and Violent Crime and Racketeering Section. JTFA also relies on substantial law enforcement investment from the DHS, FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and other partners. To date, JTFA's work has resulted in over 330 domestic and international arrests of leaders, organizers, and significant facilitators of human smuggling, over 275 U.S. convictions, over 225 significant jail sentences imposed, and forfeitures of substantial assets. Breitbart Texas reached out to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials regarding the immigration status of the Guatemalan man arrested in Cleveland. An immediate response was not available before publication. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.